Newsline Report, News and Analysis. Marvin Kelt, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. Compromise on Capitol Hill. That in 1 minute.
Africa, Central America, Asia, South America. Each year, Project Hope journeys to a new port with its famous White Hospital ship. But at the same time, Project Hope continues its medical mission here at home with teaching and healthcare programs in southwestern United States. Project Hope goes where it's invited, at home or abroad, wherever it can help others become medically self-sufficient. Help Hope live on. Write Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
In a spontaneous interview with a public figure, reporters' questions often get surprising and sometimes very revealing answers. That's one of the elements that make Face the Nation so interesting. I'm George Herman, moderator for this series from CBS News. Tune us in tomorrow for a probing and unrehearsed interview as our panel of newsmen question someone prominent in current affairs on Face the Nation over many of these CBS Radio network stations where the listeners are.
There had been a buildup for this showdown for some time, for many years, in fact, ever since the massive U.S. involvement in Southeast Asia began to strike some Americans as rather foolish. First the Senate, and then the House, and now finally the entire Congress has gradually come to the conclusion that if appeals to reason won't work, then threats of cutting the purse strings might. The threats worked. Now, President Nixon is ready, however reluctantly, to sign a bill, several bills, in fact, obliging him to stop the bombing of Cambodia by August 15th of this year and not to resume the bombing of Laos, North Vietnam, and South Vietnam after that date. Thus, August 15th looms as a landmark in American history, a real end to the longest war ever fought by this country. If, after August 15th, the president wanted to resume U.S. military activity in Indochina, he would have to get the specific approval of a majority of both houses of Congress. Even a request to this effect might touch off another major battle between Congress and the president, but even a request is unlikely. It's been Henry Kissinger's opinion for the past month that there is a cutoff date beyond which the U.S. would not continue the bombing. August 15th is a good date. He wanted early September, actually, but settled for mid-August after the new White House advisor, Melvin Laird, persuaded President Nixon that he really had no choice but to accept that date for a final cutoff of American bombing in Cambodia, a cutoff, in effect, of all American military action in Indochina. Kissinger felt, on the basis of his recent talks with the North Vietnamese and the Russians, that a negotiated compromise of the Cambodian war is going to be pushed and effected within a month or two. The mood of Congress has been such that it would not have tolerated continued U.S. involvement anyway, and it was ready to cut off not only funds for the bombing, but if necessary, also funds for government payrolls. The anti-bombing amendments were affixed to pending money bills, which had to be passed by midnight tonight, or the government would go bankrupt, salaries would stop, the bureaucracy would grind to a halt, from the State Department to the Justice Department. Thus, the money bills were very critical. Neither the president nor the Congress wanted to be saddled with the responsibility of stopping salaries. And once Majority Leader Mansfield said he intended to attach anti-bombing amendments to the money bills, the handwriting was clearly on the wall. Either the president would yield or Congress. But because politics is the art of compromise most times, both sides yielded and a compromise was worked out. The bombing won't end immediately, but it will end by August 15th, and the money bills will be passed on time. Watching a moment of history unfold on Capitol Hill is a time-consuming operation requiring a tolerance for confusion and a weakness for walking that not everyone has. Events happen in different parts of the Capitol, House and Senate, small rooms off the big ones, corridor conversations, hurried telephone calls from caucus rooms to the Eastern and Western White Houses. Sometimes directly with the president, at other times, most times in fact, with Laird, the genuine architect of this compromise. Then more rushed reports and hurried hallway chats and finally the votes themselves. A compromise achieved, the import larger than the compromise itself. The U.S. involvement over, date August 15th. Now this message.
Here's a pleasant way to save electricity, gas, and oil. Take a fun-filled family RVcation in a travel trailer, motorhome, truck camper, or camping trailer. your recreational vehicle can be your comfortable, convenient vacation home on wheels. And you use less than one-fourth the electricity you normally use at home. In addition, you're using only one car instead of two or more. Over a million beautiful campsites are waiting for you in public and private campgrounds and camping resorts across this great country, Canada, and Mexico. Like to swim, fish, hike, ride horseback, play golf, explore the woods? A recreational vehicle lets you do all these and more. After all, children grow up fast, so enjoy the great outdoors with them while they're young. Recreational vehicles cost less than you may think, so turn off your house and turn on to RVcationing. Check the yellow pages for your nearest RV dealer. This announcement sponsored by the Recreational Vehicle Institute.
First Line Report. Have a good weekend. I am Marvin Kelb, CBS News.